week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson. Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system, Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell, give them a call on 04417. Give them a call on 04417.
Oh, Stacks on the mill.
0499 175 at 0417.
The Cadets. Cadets in trouble right off the start. It's Zach Crichton, the pole sitter, who's gone down into turn one and looped it round. And Crichton, who had won all sidelines, leading in, and we'll have to watch this one go on without him. Interestingly enough, the only way Crichton could have been beaten was if without him. Interestingly enough, the only way Crichton could have been beaten was if he did have a DNF. And so with that DNF, he will score 9 points. So Jaden Boulding, who's now well out in front, could potentially win the day with 6 points to his name. The worst Crichton can do is second, which is good news for him. He will walk away with a trophy, but huge disappointment here. In the final, the 12-lap final heat of the day, he has the sidelines. From driving extremely well right throughout today's racing. Down towards the as the leader, and Jaden Boulding back down towards the start finish line. And Jaden Boulding leading the way here from a new second place man. Now it is young Cap. A new second place man now, it is young Cameron Ward. So Cameron Ward up into second position, Fripp back to third. And he's still got plenty of pressure being applied to his back bumper in the form of Josh Hayes. Also, or Hayes just being shuffled back now by Taylor Chancellor. So Hayes further back. Race leader is still Jaden Boulding. A good run by Boulding in the 16 cart. As we mentioned, Zach Crichton had been the class of the infield right throughout the day, but unfortunately Stacks Luke Mill down to turn, caused for the chaos line behind. So Jaden Boulding still chaos is behind, but Jaden Boulding. So what a charge through the field he could make, because he's been driving extremely muscle club. Sitting down in turn one, he can get back out on the track and turn around this what will eventually be a second place result today. Although there's still 8 laps left to run in this fourth heat of the Cadets, and so Jaden Boulding, he cannot afford to finish any further than third place to be able to take the win today. At the moment, he's out in front in cart number 16. For Zach Crichton, he would finish the day on 9 points. So Balding out with a 6 second lead over Cameron Ward in the 55. Rowan Fripp has had his incident. Has had an incident, and now Rowan Fripp is back in sixth position. Just some radio traffic that the stewards are watching one of the carts very closely for a mechanical problem. As coming through Ward, and that's the chain guard off the cart. So the chain guard is flipping around, so the officials have to make a decision on what they rule, that whether it could be a mechanical problem for Cameron Ward, who currently sits in second place. Now Cameron Ward is third in the points. He's actually on 12 points, tied with Josh Haynes. So Ward, being ahead of Haynes now, would get the last podium position. But if the stewards have to step in to make a decision on Ward's chain guard that is up there blowing in the breeze, well then that would be meaning that Hayes would then take that third position on the day. So plenty of drama as Ward and Hayes. Oh, Ward driving over his shoulder there, lost a lot of ground. In fact, Hayes now makes the pass, so Haynes is now third place overall today, as Ward is out back into fourth position. Yellow flag's out. Rowan Fripp has got traumas on the circuit. So the 75 cart of Fripp, who was driving so well throughout the day. In fact, Fripp, with a 6th and 2 5th place finishes, had done a wonderful job, but unfortunately he will be classified with a DNF at the end of heat number 4. So with just 2 laps left to run, Jaden Balding is leading the way here. Balding across the start finish line now. He leads by a considerable margin over Josh Haynes. Haynes, 7.5 seconds back. Cameron Ward still right on his back bumper. Then it's Taylor Chancellor, Finlay Allen, and Josh Staples. So a good run here by Jaden Balding out in front, over 7.5 seconds ahead of Josh Haynes. White flag is out as Balding looks like he is going to take the first victory here in 2012. Jaden Balding well out in front now. Josh Haynes in second position. Cameron Ward in third. Ward dropping back after he was up in second for a long time in this race. But Haynes just with the speed late in the race. Checker flag at the ready. And Jaden Balding takes the victory. Balding, congratulations to him. Cameron Ward third. Taylor Chancellor Haynes, congratulations to him. Cameron Ward third. Taylor Chancellor comes home in fourth. Finlay Allen in fifth. In sixth position will be Josh Staples, with Fripp and Crichton both failing to finish. Some great racing there in heat number 4 of the cadets. Up next, it's Restricted Sportsman and Clubman Heavy here in the first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
Yes, Firewood Supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, delivering quality firewood to Yates, Bateman, Iron Bar,
dark, red and yellow box, all available, cut to the required size. Contact Terry Scorgi on 0408-694-464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years, and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses. They're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
So, getting ready now for Restricted Sportsman, heading out onto the circuit with Clubman Heavy behind them. Ryan Reynolds in the 31, watch for him as he drives through the field. Karen Morse in the 17, also a Clubman Heavy. Then we look at the Restricted Sportsman, who will start at the front of the grid. And it's Paul McCabe in the 8 cart that will start from the pole. Billy Segaris starts out of position number 2. Robert Hogan out of position number 3 in the P6, best of the P-platers. Adrian Hogan in the P7, starts out of 4. Out of 5 will be Jeff Bell in the 44P. The 84P of Daniel Mapstone starts out of the next position, with Michael Hogan starting out of 4, out of position number 6. In the P4 cart, Paul Harmsworth in the 67P, Jonathan Dawson in the 23P, Damien Murphy in the 71P, and the 27P of Richard White rounds out the Restricted Sportsman entry list here today. As Restricted Sportsman and Clubman Heavy now, the 31... of Ryan Reynolds, who will be starting on the last row of the grid. Watch Reynolds, a very experienced campaigner, has been racing here at Canberra since he was 5 years of age. Watch how he negotiates the first few turns and how many he can pick up in that time. 15 laps the distance here for the final. All in readiness. McCabe and Segaris, even off the start, Segaris gets the jump and leads them down into turn number 1. Reynolds already past time, he knows one got 15 laps to do it in, but he wants to get his first any car as possible whilst they're all grouped together. He looks to try and dive up the inside this time. As Segaris, McCabe, all battling it out at the front of the field, and also getting up in the mix is Robert Hogan. So, interesting battle right at the front of the field now. As the leaders head through the pit turn, it's Segaris, Hogan, McCabe. Then it's back to Adrian Hogan. As they dive up the inside of Segaris, and McCabe will take the spot that is vacated by Segaris now. Then it's Mapstone. Well, Adrian Hogan has lost the spot. He's got Bell right on his back bumper as they work their way up through the top turn once again. Interesting racing here for the Restricted Sportsman, but watch the 31 as he works his way through the field, just going up the inside of Bell now. Troubles for the 23, that is the Jonathan Dawson cart, who's going into the limping down on the back straight, one cart run, three wide, going into the dip down on the back straight, one cart runs over, nose cone's gone off, we've got carts up on the banking. So Dear. Now, the cart that has lost its nose cone will be required to pit, as nose cone is a mandatory requirement on the cart. And the cart now being coming the side circuit as well. So Jonathan Dawson, a slower cart withdrawing from the event. Then Dawson, Hogan, a slower cart and drawing through the event. They were three wide as they start. Race leader is still Robert Hogan. Paul McCabe sits in second position. Third place Hogan. Paul McCabe sits in second position. Third place is Billy Sagoras. Ryan Reynolds moves up into fourth position now with Daniel Mapstone in fifth. Armsworth, Adrian Hogan, Jeff Bell, Karen Morse doing a great job in her Clubman car. Richard White, Damien Murphy round out the 11 runners still on the circuit. So Paul McCabe had a 2-point advantage over Billy Sagoras going into this heat. Robert Hogan was a further 6 points back due to a DNF. Hogan has had two wins. So Hogan, McCabe, Sagoras, Reynolds, Mapstone, Harmsworth, Bell, Morse, Adrian Hogan, Richard White and Damien Murphy is your running order. As Reynolds up the inside of McCabe now and is into second place. So Robert Hogan is supposed to stay where he is now. McCabe sits in second, so he will end the day in 8 points. Billy Sagoras is now down in fourth position, so he'll be on 12 points, but on a countback, Hogan will be on the second step of the dais. So the DNF in the second heat for Robert Hogan will cost him the overall win in round one of Restricted Sportsman in the 2012 Canberra Club Championship. So for Ryan Reynolds, he is currently trying to close down the gap between himself and Robert Hogan. A 5-second gap. And Hogan is doing a good job at the moment, matching the times of Reynolds. So 34.3 to a 34.4 on the previous lap. A 34.3 for Hogan again, to a 34.2 for Reynolds. So Reynolds is closing that gap, but it's still 5 seconds, and that is a lot of ground to make up in the 7 laps remaining here in heat number 4 of Restricted Sportsman. Fastest lap of the race, 4 for Robert Hogan, a 34.059 for Reynolds, a 34.198. But Reynolds, now with clear track in front of him, is starting to close that gap. He took 0.3 of a second off Hogan in the 6th cart. Robert Hogan heads up the back straight now. The 31 of Reynolds is a Yamaha KT100S engine. They work their way down across the start finish line to click off lap number 10. 5 laps left to run. Hogan leads the way here in heat number 4 of the Restricted Sportsman and the Clubman Heavy Class. Hogan leading by 4.6 seconds. So that time it was able to only take about 0.1 of a second off the lead of Robert Hogan. So Ryan Reynolds still charging back there. McCabe and Billy Sagoras are having a good battle. McCabe, who will probably be the winner of this round in Restricted Sportsman overall, as the blue flag is at the ready for the 27 car, about to go a lap down, Richard White. Now Robert Hogan just has to time his run. Good driving by White to get well out of the way. and White will go one lap down. Hogan, 4.6 seconds ahead of Ryan Reynolds. Hogan had some back marker traffic to deal with that lap, so we'll see if that affected his lap time. It did. It affected it by only 0.1 of a second, though. So a 34.595 to a 34.249. As McCabe and Segaris continue this great battle. Now, this battle that McCabe and Segaris are having for third and fourth outright on the racetrack is allowing Paul Harmsworth and also Daniel Mapstone to close in on them. So we could see a very exciting battle in just a few laps' time when these drivers all concertina together. We've had some great racing right throughout the day today. We hope you enjoy it here at the Canberra Kartway. And don't forget, February, round two of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship continues. So McCabe, Segaris, now it is Harmsworth and Mapstone. 1, 2, 3 and 4 battling it out. 4th, 2nd in class and 3rd on the racetrack. But with one lap to go, is there enough time for someone to set up a move? McCabe looks like he's got enough breathing room here. Segaris goes to the outside. Now Mapstone up the inside, trying to make a move that time on Harmsworth. And Harmsworth, who dove up the inside of McCabe, is now going to find himself into the side of McCabe. And this is going to make a big difference to the point as Robert Hogan takes the victory. Ryan Reynolds comes home in second. The back marker of White comes home next. Then you go back to the 84 of the Mapstone. So Mapstone will come out ahead of Segaris and McCabe. It's Segaris, Morse, Bell, Hogan, Murphy, McCabe now coming home in ninth position. That's 8th position in class. That incident is enough to cost him second place on the cost him the win overall. So looking at the maths, Robert Hogan on 12 points will take out the day. Billy Segaris, who will score 4 points, will be on 12 points as well, but on a countback it goes to Hogan. And then Paul McCabe, who was on 6 points, will get 8 points now from finishing in... No, sorry, he'll have 13 points because he finished in 7th position in class and that'll put him on 13 points. So he'll finish in 3rd place on the die. So an interesting restricted sportsman. Ryan Reynolds wins the Clubman Heavy and an sportsman in Finn Heavy. Up next, it's Junior National Light here at the first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club and here in Kem. So Junior National Lights about Gillies will start out of position number 2. Then it'll be Shane Kibaki, Cody Boulding in the 19, Lachlan Chancellor in the 22, Drew Ridge in the 15, Jamie Luff in the 42, Jay Peters in the 13, then Jamie Luff in the 42, Jay Peters in the 13, then it's Jacob Fripp in the 75P and Macaulay Allen in the 96P. So they're in good formation, but there'll be one more lap before a start here in the Junior National Light Final. Brett Berry dominating the weekend ahead of Jason Pringle. Tim Ward, Beth Thomas, McDonald, Steve Scroble, Ethan Dow, Thomas McDonald, Steve Scroble, Ethan Dow, Thomas McDonald, Steve Scroble, Ethan Downson, and Mark Flood. So that was the results from the final race in the Rotax Pro Tour. As we said, congratulations to Tony Prendergast, who sat second at the end of the DD2 Masters. A fantastic result for the Canberra competitor, who has been to the World Finals before, and obviously off to a great start of trying this year. In good formation now, looking for a start. And this Junior National Light away and racing on the outside. Gillies has the best of the jump, but Morse with the line on the inside. Outside, Gillies has the best of the jump, but Morse single file now as they work their way holds position. All single file now as they work their way holds position. All single file now as they work their way through the S's. And it is Morse, Gillies. Then it's back to Kibaki, Balding, Chancellor, Ridge, Luff, Peters, Fripp, Allen. Facing to hold the advantage over Gillies as they head pit turn. Across the line, made the move on Gillies there, he did. Like, oh, made the move on Gillies. Kibaki and Gillies have a 2-point difference coming into this final heat, and Kibaki and points, both on 10 points apiece. So this will be an interesting find Districts Car Club in the Strathbrook entry. The combined sits in second in the Strathbrook entry. Sits in second position. The top card of Co. Sits in second position. The top card of Cody Balding is ahead of Gillies now. So Gillies, who started in second position on 8 points, now will mean that Shane Kibaki has a chance to take the second loose and on the podium. Ridge. Cody Gillies, who has had a fourth and 2 second place finishes today, could find himself and 2 second place finishes today, could find himself off the podium altogether. Second place finishes today, could find himself off the podium altogether. So Gillies in the Tony Kart, number 9, will be one to watch, because he is not having a final heat that he would like. And it's like Ridge in the start momentum back now, and it looks like Gillies has started to bumper of the 19 card of Cody Balding, who is sitting right behind Shane Cabout in front. But Zane Morse, the man out in front, leading the way here, this with Junior National Light Field. Kibaki, Balding, 19 car to say, and nose starts in. Some big slides. Kibaki, Kibaki, comes Balding. Gillies looks the ridge, right in. Among also battle in the 15 cart, and Lachlan Chantaki 20 goes to the mixture screws. That's cost him a bit of time. Sticking it, Cody Balding not close enough to make the pass. Cal is there out for second place as Zane Morse is out to almost a two lead. Through the S's once again. So as they work their way, the 39 of Shane Kibaki from Cody Balding. Gillies Ridge, Chancellor Luff, runners in position. So, oh, a touch that of Boulding and spinning. Points battle between the runners, bang and crash right throughout the race. And position after that incident. Fortunately, didn't bend the back axle by the looks of it, so he's going to be able to continue on and try and recover. Cover some ground. The race leader is Zane Morse, and he is out back to it. Half Judy Gilly is now over Shane Kabacki. Cody Gillies over Shane Kabacki. Cody Gillies sits back there in third position. Whilst in fourth is Drew Ridge, Lachlan Chancellor, Jamie Luff, Allen, Fripp and Boulding. The back marker is going to become a factor here, Jay Peters, as the laps continue to count down. Three laps remaining. Jay Peters about to be lapped by Zane Morse. Kabacki in the Strathbrook cart runs in second. Gillies in third. Drew Ridge in fourth. Then it's Chancellor, Luff, Allen, Fripp, Boulding, and then it's Peters now one lap down in 10th position. So Zane Morse in the Above All Roofs CC Racing car looking to sweep the day with just two laps remaining across the start finish line. Gillies looks to the inside of Kabacki. Gillies trying to make a move. They're coming up on the back marker. Will Jay Peters prove to be a factor? As the blue flag is out now, Kabacki has Gillies into his back bumper. Which way will Kabacki go? He goes to the inside now. Peters moves to the outside. Will he let all three through? Yes, he does. Good driving from Jay Peters there. As they work their way onto the back straight. White flag out this time. White flag out as Zane Morse kind of starts his final tour. Kabacki has some breathing room into the pit, into the Revolution race gear, turn number one. Oh, and Lachlan Chancellor gets into the side of Peters that time as he tries to put him a lap down. So as the leaders head up the back straight, now it's Gillies looking to the outside of Kabacki. Will he try to make the crossover coming off the top turn? He does! They're side by side heading down the pit straight. It's Zane Morse who'll take the victory. He sweeps the day. Second place at the line. Kabacki holds on. Gillies in second. And Morse. And then Drew Ridge in fourth. Chancellor in fifth. Jamie Luff in sixth. Macaulay Allen. And then it's Fripp and Cody Boulding. Jay Peters a lap down. Interesting race there from Junior National Light. Up next, open performance here in the first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. We hope you're enjoying the action. Been a fascinating battle right throughout the day.
Biozoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Sundays for Blow on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Camp Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you with multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners, and even an eco-lemon cleaner. It's BioZoom. quality cleaning products, call Zonte Zucolotto 0418 964 378. BioZoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Grand Prix Karting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239-2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Roos Constructions has over 10 years' experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Open performance out on the circuit now as they form up. Jake Lambie starting from the pole, he's won all three. But Martin Valeri, if you're just out here for the first time, watch Martin, he's got a gearbox kart on there. You'll see him change gears over 30 times a lap. Greg Olsen, who's had dramas with his kart all day, just has not been able to get that one fired up and working properly. He will be out there and well, battling on. So as Lambie leads the way with a good jump off the start, Valeri with the shifter kart trying to match his pace. Now, in theory, the shifter slightly quicker kart, but Valeri and old tight using track like Canberra, it's so difficult to maximise your performance. And Olsen having his best run so far today as he works his way up through the field. Lap 2 goes into the books now. It's Lambie leading the way from Valeri. And also shifter carts. And now Valeri's got his... Valeri has got his shift pattern down. He's got his rhythm. You'll see that he... So, what most carts out on the circuit have is a drive sprocket on the engine to a drive sprocket on the axle. But with Valeri in the 10 card and also Ox 5, that you've got a situation where they've actually got a gear. And as I said, it's a very, very difficult beast to drive when you're trying to make over 30 gear changes in a lap. That goes for about 32 seconds. That goes for about 32 seconds. So they're all nose to tail now as they work their way up over the rise. 10 laps left to run. And it's Jake Lambie who has got the lead. Best Jake lap of the race who has got the lead. Best lap of the race so far goes to Martin Valeri at the 32.12 second lap. Lambie with a 32.19. And Greg Olsen with a 32.15. So Olsen now having a much better run in this fourth heat. So he's struggled away with this kart for most of the day. And in fact, his kart going through the right-hander looked like it's handling better than Valeri's. Did just a few races ago. So I think Olsen, who struggled right throughout the day, has now got himself into a good position here. Unfortunately, it's at the last race of the day. He doesn't make as many changes as Valeri. Valeri, you just see his hand, particularly if you look at the braking zones at the end of both straights, you'll see his hand constantly just jamming the car down in gears, whereas Olsen seems to just drive it a bit more sedately, not trying to crash through as many gears as he works his way through each segment of the track. So it's Lambie leading from Valeri, and then Olsen really starting to put the pressure on Valeri now. So Greg Olsen, and now he's missed a gear, and that is one of the problems that he's been having with his card all day. Now, you'd think a sequential gearbox, you wouldn't be able to miss a gear like that, but obviously that's been plaguing Olsen right throughout this weekend's racing. And for Olsen, he has just now dropped well off the pace, and after looking so promising, he is now having to, play a rear guard action. 3 seconds on that last lap that hiccup cost him. So Lambie and Valeri. Valeri makes the move up the inside of Lambie now. It'll be interesting to see if Lambie can set up and make a move to get Valeri back. Of course, this race being slightly longer than the previous races will also mean that the gearbox carts will maintain their performance better over the longer run. So Valeri, your new race leader, there's a 6-point difference between Jake Lambie and Martin Valeri, with Greg Olsen back there 10 points behind Lambie. So Valeri just crunching it through the gears now. Out in front by 0.6 of a second. So that gap as large as any we've seen today for Valeri on Lambie. Olsen back 3 seconds now. So that is the amount of time he lost during his incident down through the S's, where he couldn't find a gear to drive the car. Now Martin Valeri, your race leader, he was able to pace himself and get a rhythm going behind Lambie, but now he's the pace setter. He's got no one to give him that guide on where he needs to be accelerating and braking and getting those markers. But it looks like he's finally got his program together, and this card is running extremely well. So Martin Valeri, with 2 laps left to go, it looks like he's actually just decided to go with less shifts per lap, and that has also helped him a little bit in getting around the track quicker. So it's a case of, yes, you might have all those gears at your disposal, but sometimes you might be just trying to do too much with them. And as Valeri comes towards the white flag now, 1 lap remaining for Martin Valeri. He heads up the back straight for the final time. Lambie in second position, Olsen in third. Just over half a second behind as they come to the checkered flag. Martin Valeri gets the win here in heat number 4 of Open Performance. Lambie's back home in second place. And I'll be on the circuit next here. I hope you're enjoying all the action from... It should be a great week as...
Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. It's open 6 days a week. The Australian Club is open. Bar, 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and smokers area and a fully licensed restaurant and hall with a fun 30 to 100 people. My venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances, or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons, or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417 299 175. Yes, Firewood Supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murr and Bateman. Ironbark, red and yellow box, all available, cut to the required size. Contact Terry Scorgi on 0408 694 464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years and proud sponsor
and
of the
heavy already underway here, and lap number one goes in of Matthew Cooley, my apologies, and then back to Adam McCoy in the heavies. John McCabe leads away through Adam McCoy in the heavies. John McCabe leads away from Adam McCoy in the heavies. John McCabe leads away from Andrew Hemphill in the 51 cart. Nicholas Bloodworth in the 16. Jack Turnbull, Brett Staples, and Paul Peters round out the running order. So all in single file at the moment, but Staples is closing in on Bloodworth and looking threatening there. Bloodworth also now looking to make a move on Hemphill, so we will have some action here before too long. Anthony is the leader of the lights. He's got Cooley about 0.4 of a second behind him. 3 cart lengths, track time to about 3 cart lengths. Then it's back to McCoy, who has just not quite had the pace of Anthony and Cooley right throughout the day. McCabe has been very good in Sportsman Heavy with a win, with 2 wins and a second place so far. Hemphill, the only man beating him, and Hemphill with a third, first and second. Bloodworth is back there with a second and 2/3, whilst Jack Turnbull, with a 6th place finish in the Heat 1, has really cost his day quite a bit. A 2-4th place finish is his best result. So as Anthony pulls away from Matthew Cooley now, McCabe has got a 1.7 second advantage over this battle between Hemphill, Bloodworth and Staples and Turnbull. Staples having made the pass on Jack Turnbull, so Staples now sets his sights on that 16 card of Nicholas Bloodworth. He tried to make a lunge that cost him quite a bit as they dove down into through the S's. Race leader working his way across the start finish line. Still Anthony has the advantage. It's Anthony leading the way from Matthew Cooley. John McCabe leading the heavies. Hemphill, Bloodworth, Staples and Turnbull. That's the battle on the racetrack between the 51, the 16, the 4 and the 22. Heading down into the pit turn once again. It's the 51 of Hemphill who has the advantage. Across the start-finish line, Hemphill just throwing the cart sideways through the S's. This is going to give Bloodworth a big run. He gets into the back of Hemphill that time, coming up over the rise. Will that allow Staples to make a move? Nose to tail as they head up the back straight. Staples goes to the outside. Not close enough to make the pass. So Hemphill just had his dramas there going into the S's that time. Almost gave Bloodworth the opportunity to make the move. Bloodworth now working hard to get that second position in class and fourth position on the race, fifth position on the racetrack back from Andrew Hemphill. Matt O'Toole, unfortunately, the Wagga driver, and Paul Peters from Canberra. Matthew O'Toole's from Wollongong and Paul Peters from Canberra not able to participate in this final at all. O'Toole having problems in race number one, and his day was over right there. Five laps remaining for Chris Anthony, who's out to a 1.5 second lead over Matthew Cooley. Adam McCoy is back there. He is behind the leader, 9.8 seconds. John McCabe sits there in fourth position, the leader of the heavies, 14 seconds behind the leader now, with Hemphill, Bloodworth, Staples, Turnbull rounding out the field. So that battle between those four drivers of Hemphill in the 51, 16 of Bloodworth, Staples in the 4 and Turnbull in the 22, just starting to peter out, with just on 4 laps remaining for the race leaders. It is going to be interesting to see if they'll concertina back together and have a battle before the end of the race. So as the leaders head out across the start-finish line with 3 laps now left to run, it is Bloodworth that's falling back away from Hemphill in the 51, but towards the 4 inch as Staples dives up the inside of Bloodworth, but it's not close enough to affect the pass, and so he'll lose ground now. Perhaps, and so he'll lose a little now. Too soon, perhaps. As the leaders, now with 2 laps left to go, hang around, back there in second, McCoy in third, McCabe in fourth, and it's Staples who's starting to get sideways for the 95 of Chris Anthony, who works way through the S's. Between Staples and Turnbull now working around the top. Battle between Staples and Turnbull now working around the top of the circuit. Down into the pit turn for the penultimate time. Chris Anthony is going to take a hard-fought victory here. To take a hard-fought victory here, and sweeps the day. Anthony takes the win from Cooley. McCoy comes home in third position, and the Sportsman Light has been swept by Chris Anthony. In the heavies, that battle is taken out by John McCabe with 3 wins in a second across the day. Andrew Hemphill, a win 2 seconds and a third. Then it's Nick Bloodworth, followed by Staples and Turnbull. An interesting end to Sportsman Light and Heavy. Junior National is up next. Then we have the Super Heavies and Rookies to conclude the first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses. They're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Biozoom, of quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Zablow on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners, and even an eco-lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
G National Heavy already out there and racing as they were leads the way. Brody Tilbrook with 6 across the weekend. Tilbrook now. Duncan Lockhart, followed by Jack McC. The pit drive extremely well today, doing a remark. And this time by its 700th of. With a 0.07, I was right, 700ths, yes. In fact, 7400ths between these two parts, exactly across. But yeah, nothing in these. Brody Duncan Lund in the 20s. He's got a helmet, paint job. As the two. And around the top, it is. The points difference going into this is a very, very important position. Not so, it is. Points. Brody Tilbrook's on 8 points as he currently runs. But if those two positions reverse, it'll be, and the count back of most entries then goes to Tilbrook with 3. Very, very close battle. The tail through the S's. Very, very close battle. Tail through the S's. Very, very close battle here. They work up the back straight. Tilbrook looks to the inside. And Duncan Lund just looked over his shoulder. Probably just caught the cart positioning of Tilbrook in the corner of his eye. And thought, right, well, I'm covering this one off. Tilbrook and Duncan Lund battling hard. Field still. Cooper, McCoy. Oh, Tilbrook now slowing on the circuit. McCoy. So the two, I think, got together there. I just went to look at the timing and scoring and missed what actually occurred. But Tilbrook now quite slow getting out of the S's and has dropped well back down the order. Race leader is Brodie Duncan Lund. Brodie Tilbrook still second. Cooper still third. McCoy and Wilson fourth and fifth. But Duncan Lund with the breathing room. Still plenty of time for Tilbrook. They've got just under five laps remaining. Wilson makes the move on Jack McCoy. And Wilson, the P-plater, goes up into fourth position ahead of McCoy in the nine car, who pinched the right-hander and then lost all his momentum. The Yamaha KT100J engine is an engine that does not like you to lift off the throttle, doesn't like you to throw the cart around. It just wants to get up to its main performance and stay there. And if you can do that, you'll find you'll have good results normally racing the J carts. But if you're on and off the throttle or sliding the cart, washing off speed, you will struggle through and not get the best performance out of the cart that it has possible to it. So around the top of the circuit again. And it is Duncan Lund leading the way from Tilbrook. Tilbrook was a second behind last lap. That gap is down to 0.7 of a second. With three laps to go, he took about 0.3 of a second off him on that last lap. So he could do it with the speed that he's showing, Brodie Tilbrook. But Duncan Lund, as he's already proved, is not an easy man to make a pass on. So Duncan Lund sitting at the front of the field. Tilbrook second, Cooper third, Wilson fourth, and McCoy in fifth. Two laps remaining. The gap was 0.7. It maintained 0.7. So both drivers doing a 37.4 on that last lap. Duncan Lund and Tilbrook matching their times. Has Tilbrook got anything that he can throw at Duncan Lund in this last part of the race? As they work their way back down towards the white flag. White flag is out. Duncan Lund, Tilbrook, what's the gap difference as they cross the line? 0.5 of a second. So a half a second the difference as they start this final lap. Tilbrook pushing hard but lost too much time in an incident mid-race. As Duncan Lund heads round the top of the circuit again. Brodie Duncan Lund will take the victory. In kart 27, Brodie Duncan Lund takes the checkered flag. Brodie Tilbrook home in second position. Third position goes to Chris Cooper. Solid drive from him across the weekend. Good work by Mark Wilson. And back there, Jack McCoy rounds out the runners in what has been an entertaining Junior National Heavy weekend of racing. Sportsman Super Heavies up next here at the first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
Grand Prix Karting, the proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fyshwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting. ...392288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Roos Constructions has over 10 years' experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home. In Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Well, three drivers can still win this Sportsman Super Heavy final heat. Away and racing, Brad Fisher, who is off the pole, gets the jump. Eddie Ruiz goes into second position ahead of Greg Williams. Then it's back to Jason Bors. So as they head up the back straight now, it is Fisher leading the way. From Ruiz, then back to Williams and Bors as they come down to complete lap number one. Lap one in the books. And Ruiz in second position, just trying to work out a line that can give him an opportunity to make a pass ahead of the race leader Brad Fisher. But now he's under the pump from Greg Williams, who sits in third position in kart number 15. So Williams and Ruiz battling it out here for second place as Fisher is really starting to set himself up a handy buffer. He had 0.42 of a second last time by. It's out to 0.6 of a second now. So Fisher leading the way from Ruiz and Williams. Now Fisher would finish the day on 3 points. Ruiz finishes in second position. He finishes the day on 9 points. And Williams will finish the day on 8 points. So that's how close the points battle is here in this final heat for the overall standings. Of course, Fisher, if he was to DNF, he'd finish on 8 points for the day, and Williams and Ruiz, if they win, could take that top step of the podium. So plenty of different outcomes that can still show ahead here with 11 laps to run. Fisher and Ruiz now starting to concertina together, with Williams back there waiting for his opportunity to pounce. Bors back in fourth position. The Sportsman Super Heavy final heat of the day around the top of the circuit, and Fisher looking confident, but his gap is back down to 0.49 of a second across the line this time. It is 0.3 of a second, Hal. Fastest lap of the race so far is Greg Williams with a 33.499. Ruiz second fastest with a 33.604 and Brad Fisher with a 33.682. So, in actual fact, speed-wise, they're in the inverse order. Now Williams looking to make a move on Ruiz as Ruiz was trying to make a move on Fisher. Fisher just not finding the performance that he had in the earlier going of the race, where he was able to open up a 0.6, 0.7 second of advantage over the other two. Fisher's advantage was down to 0.167 the last time by. So as Ruiz heads up around the top of the circuit, he wants to be aggressive, but he knows that Greg Williams is right on his back bumper as well. So whilst Fisher opens up his advantage again, Williams starts thinking about making a move on Eddie Ruiz. Boers is back there in fourth position, but Fisher leading the way. Ruiz, Williams, Boers. Race order as Williams now putting the pressure on Eddie Ruiz in the Apex Real Estate. Ruiz Constructions entry. Fisher, half a second gap that time by, so it's stretched out again as Fisher leads the way in the 76 cart. Ruiz in the 26, Williams in the 15, and the 96 is Jason Boers. So as they work their way across the start finish line, it is still Fisher holding off Eddie Ruiz. Ruiz got down to 0.4 of a second, but that gap's opened up again as Ruiz is now under pressure from Greg Williams. Five laps remaining here in the fourth and final heat of Rotax Sportsman's Super Heavy. Fisher looks like he's got it under control. Ruiz second, and third is Williams. The race leader heads up the back straight once again. Around the top of the circuit, Fisher is in control. Still the best lap of the race is Greg Williams, a 33.499. But Fisher, with a 33.579, is the second best lap of the race, with Ruiz now a 33.585. But they're concertinaing back together with 3.5 laps left to run. And Williams is about to have a hard charge. As they work their way around the top of the circuit. Fisher, Ruiz, and Williams, three laps left to run. And it is Fisher, just 0.3 of a second ahead of Ruiz, who's 0.2 of a second ahead of Williams. Nothing in it for the Super Heavies. Final heat of the day. Fisher just starting to get a bit tired, you feel, with his lap times dropping off by 0.2 of a second to what his best were. Ruiz now losing ground on Fisher, and Williams just looking for any opportunity to pounce. Just over 1.5 laps left, and it is still Fisher leading from Ruiz, Williams, Boers. As the white flag at the ready, Brad Fisher who has had two wins today and a third place, heads across the line as your race leader here in heat number four. Ruiz and also Williams, they're not done yet. They head up over the rise, through the dip for the final time and onto the back straight. Fisher looks like he's got enough room. So what can Williams do now in the dying stages of the race? They come off the top turn. Fisher holding sway at the front of the field. And Fisher will take the win. Ruiz in second position and Williams in third. Some great driving there from the Sportsman Super Heavies. The rookies are up on the... what has been a great first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Street in Mitchell. Done block a drain or have a complete system installed. Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417 299 175. Yes Firewood Supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrum, Bateman. Ironbark, red and yellow box, all available, cut to the required size. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years, and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses. They're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Biozone offer quality cleaning products. Call Sundays with Lotto on 0418 964 378. Biozone, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners and even an eco-lemon cleaner. It's Biozone. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Away and racing now here in the rookies' final heat of the day. And Alex Morse off the outside of the front row leads the way into turn number one. Sean Shibateri, who has a 2-point advantage over Morse going into the final, sits in second. Then it's back to Thomas Kosevsky, then Thomas Ewert, Josh Fife and Ryan Johnson. As the leaders work their way around the top of the circuit for the first time, it is Morse from Shibuteri. They head across the start-finish line now. Morse. Then it's Shibuteri back to Krestevsky. Kostevsky has got Ewert in a good position behind him, so Kostevsky runs in third position. Ewert in fourth. Fifth is Johnson, and Fife, who's had all sorts of dramas throughout the racing today, finds himself back there in sixth position. So as the leader heads through the dip and up onto the back straight. He works his way down the pit straight, and Morse has got Shibutari right on his back bumper now. Their gap was 0.13 of a second last time by. This time it's 0.81. But Shibutari just backs off quite a ways. If you watch his entry and run through the pit turn, through the S's, you'll see there is a huge difference between Morse and Shibutari, and that's why Shibutari sometimes has such a big run on him at the end of the main straight, or on the end of the back straight. As they work through the pit turn now, Alex Morse, Shibutari, Kurstevetsky, Ewert, Johnson, and Fife. The running order, as now Shibutari goes for a move on the outside. Alex Morse protecting that line, also going to adjust the carburetor. So that does create a little bit of drag when you stick your arm out into the breeze like that. Shibutari decided to go to the outside this time.